Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hello, hello, hello. Good morning to you. How are you? This is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And I'm really excited because we have another show with great information and a great guest, right, giving you all the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful. If you haven't had the opportunity, log on to vptvmedia.com. That's vptvmedia.com, and you'll see some more great media things that we're doing. We have radio, we have TV, we have video marketing. We have a blast. All right, guys, we have to give thanks to our promotional marketing partner, 106liveradio.com. If you haven't had the opportunity, check them out. They're doing great things. You can find your Chief Visionary there Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. As well, our show, Coaching for Success, you know, they're Fridays at 10 a.m., so you know that's what we're doing. So I'm really excited because we have one of New York City's entrepreneurs here on Coaching for Success, and you're going to absolutely love this gentleman, love his creativity, love his energy. I mean, it's one of the things that I love about being a business owner because you can find your own zone, you can find your own way, and you can bring that vision to fruition, and it's really great. So today we're going to be hanging out with Mr. James Lamar Jr., who's the founder and CEO of Biker Boy Ads, and you guys give him a great warm welcome. James, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for being on the show this morning. As you know, business owners, we're always busy, but we have to carve out time to, you know, give ourselves a little, you know, toot, toot. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
My right. Goodness. How's the weather out there in New York City? How's the weather today?
It's getting better. It's getting better. The cold is kind of gone. I'm glad about that because I don't have to ride in the cold anymore. But it's getting a little warm. It's sunny today, a little windy, but the weather is really looking great.
Wonderful. You know, I got to tell you, here in Atlanta, we needed to pull out our boats, our canoes and our boats a couple weeks ago. It was raining. It was gorgeous. I was like, what's all this rain doing? You know, of course, and then it rains. You got to cut the grass again, and the grass has got cut. So it's interesting. But you know what? Today, it's not bad. It's nice and sunny. Looks like we're going to have some dry spells for a couple of days. So I went ahead and put my boat right back in. You know, I put the boat in. So let's have some fun today. Let's make sure our people know who they're talking to. You know, tell them who James is. Tell them, you know, where you came from. What is it that you're about? Go ahead and let the individuals know who they're hanging out with this morning.
Well, my name is James Lamar, of course, and I've done a whole lot of stuff in a short period of time in my life. I mean, schooling. I have my bachelor's in exercise science, my master's in sports management. Prior to that, I was at the Career Magnet High School, and I was a biology major there. And I actually studied at Yale and actually did a lot of my interns with the high school at Yale University, looking at cadavers and studying body anatomy and body parts and this, that, and the other. So I had a wide array of being a biology, anatomy, physiology type person. What I wanted to do was go into med school. And while I was in college, I was looking at all the different things that I really liked to do. When I was dealing with medicine, I was juicing for people instead of actually telling people, listen, you should take pills. And so I learned that I actually liked naturopathic, like, health. I actually liked helping people get better through using certain remedies and this, that, and the other. So I helped people in a naturopathic way, and I decided that instead of going to med school, that I was going to go into health, wellness, and fitness. So here I am with fitness, with a lot of background with some medicine as well, because, you know, I had that background. So it was actually a good complement to what I was doing. And as time went on, I ended up being an exercise physiologist at a chiropractic place right after I left the United States Sports Academy in Alabama. And then after that, I ended up coming home. I ended up being a manager. I went from managing three chiropractic places in Texas as an exercise physiologist to coming to New York and being a lifeguard because I couldn't find work up here. So I ended up being a lifeguard. I was a water safety instructor. I was teaching swimming, teaching adults, and teaching kids. And from there, I went from Bally's and ended up straight being a lifeguard there. When I was there, I actually did so well with keeping the pools so clean that they wanted to promote me. Now, I'd only been with Bally's for about 4 months, and they were opening up a operations management position. When I was in the pool, I did more than what I was supposed to do. I was only supposed to watch people save people, give CPR if somebody looked like they were drowning, and maybe
right.
But I did much more than that. Probably their pools were very nasty at the time. And I was one of the lifeguards that actually went above and beyond. I actually had members going to operations manager, to the GM, saying, man, this guy is really good. The pool is much cleaner. And I had so many positive compliments coming from the members at Bally's that the GM called me in his office, and he said, listen, James, a lot of people are saying you're doing really good with keeping that pool clean, so we want to actually offer you an operations management position.
Okay.
I ended up getting the position, and within the meeting, I was, because I did so well at something that was very small, what people need to realize is that you need to do very well at things that are small so that you could do things that are bigger. You can't have greater responsibility if you can't do the small things. And I've been one of those kind of people that just, that's just in me. I do the small things great. So I was in the meeting, and I was one of the, I think there were about 13 other people in the room that I had been with Bally's about 8 to 12 years before getting operations management position. When I stood up in that class of everybody, like, learning about operations, I had been with the company 4 months.
Right.
4 months, and I actually got an operations management position. So from there, I went to Equinox, and I was a personal training manager there. And then I went on to another doctor's office up here, and I was at OSALI, Orthopedic Sports Associates of Long Island. And when I was there for about a year, year and a half, and things didn't work out there because I was the last one there, last hire, last fire kind of like thing. So I had to figure out, man, what am I going to do? I had bills. And, you know, I, for my master's program, I had always, since I was 18, wanted to have my own fitness center.
Okay.
And so here I am, jobless, and I was at Eisenhower Park being a personal trainer there. I was actually helping people lose weight in the park. I had a little boot camp, and my sister had come up to me and said, listen, James, you've helped me lose 65 pounds. You helped mom lose weight. Why don't you just start BCD boot camp? And so, losing a job, I ended up starting my own boot camp in the park called Obesity Boot Camp right here in Long Island, New York. And within about 8 months of being in the park, and it, see, this is what people don't understand about failure. Sometimes bad things happen so that something greater can happen. I had lost my job at the doctor's office. And in 8 months, within a month, I started Obesity Boot Camp, and within 8 months, I had accumulated so many people at the park. I had made, within that amount of time, about $75,000 to $80,000 in 8 months at the park.
Wow, very good.
At the park. I had no idea that I was capable of, like, doing that. It felt great. And so I ended up, within that same year, getting into a 6,000-square-foot facility. And from there, that happened about 4.5 years ago. From there, everything had been just about entrepreneurship. I trained for it. I went to school for it. And now I'm finally in the area. So basically, that's my history. Now, Biker Boy Ads, that's I'm not sure if I'm cutting into any of your questions. But Am I giving you a hand?
You got to love it. You can hear the enthusiasm, and I love it because he's really excited, guys. We're hanging out with Mr. James Lamar. This guy is the New York City entrepreneur. He's doing great things. You just heard basically his story. And, you know, there's always a story behind the movement. You know, he started out, you know, it was his thing. He had in the back of his mind, you know, I'm going to, you know, have my own fitness center one time, you know, just keep going. But then, he worked. He did his due diligence. And, again, this road showed up where there was this bifurcation. You can either stay unemployed and whine about it, or you can get very proactive and start doing something with all your talents. And that's exactly what James did. So here we are now. So you hit the point, this milestone, where you went ahead, you launched your fitness business, you got all the attention, but you were just doing what you love, and doing what you were good at. You were featured in Explore Long Island, Exercising is Fun, you know, with your Maximum Boot Camp and your boot camp changing, really helping individuals to tap into themselves and to pull their best side out. And you focused a lot on the kids and the adults and so forth. So when you made that transition now into Biker Boys, so explain to individuals how did Biker Boys come up, what is it, and so forth.
Okay, well, Biker Boy Ads came up from business frustration, which a lot of businesses actually have right now. Marketing and advertising is very expensive, and if you are one of the little guys who is starting, it becomes very, very expensive to market. And within the last 4.5 years of operating, because we actually went from obesity boot camp to maximum boot camp. So now we're maximum boot camp. And within that 4.5, 5-year period, marketing has just been crazy. We spent so much money marketing, and with no results, no return on your investment. $1,000 on, you know, Val packs, and $4,000 with the post office sending things out, cactus selling. I mean, we've spent, for a small business, at least over $15,000 advertising, at least.
Right.
And for a small business, that's a lot. That's not a lot for McDonald's.
That's a lot.
For the little guys, that's a lot of money to put out and not get a good ROI. And so I said to myself, what is it that I have to do to get people into this building? What do I have to do? And the good thing about being an entrepreneur, and the thing is, as an entrepreneur, it comes from humble beginnings. I'm talking about sleeping in your building, humble beginnings.
Right.
So while I'm sleeping in my building, there's no TV, there's no radio, I'm literally there losing sleep and thinking about marketing and advertising. And I'm the kind of person that likes to bike. So my mind went to something else. I'm thinking about biking. And then something just came to me. It's really weird. I don't know if God brought it to me or what, but I'm thinking about a bike and trying to figure out how I can wrap a sign around my bike so that as I'm biking and doing my normal exercise, because I like to cycle, I'm wondering how that can work. And so I'm thinking about this for actually a couple of weeks. And then I thought to myself as I was riding, why don't I just attach something to the back of it and ride? So then what I do is I go on the internet and I try to find different things on bikes and advertising. I didn't even know it was called bicycle advertising. I knew nothing about it. I was just like, bike, put a billboard on it. I was like, bike with a billboard. I put that into search. And all the stuff came in about European countries and Chinese countries. I mean, they're all riding their bike, and their advertising is actually done on their bike. And because I'm an innovative person, I wanted to know how can I make that even better than what they're already doing. So I said, you know what? I'm going to invest in a trailer. I'm going to get a vinyl banner. I'm going to put it into a 4x6-foot frame, which is huge on the back of a bike. And I'm going to see how it works. So as I'm biking around, I actually said, you know what? I'm going to get off and try to get more attention. Our slogan for the company is Biker Boy Ads, Get Noticed. And I'll get into how I got to the actual meeting. Biker Boy Ads, Get Noticed. The bottom line is, how can we get businesses, outside of just myself, how can we get businesses noticed? People don't like TV. Well, they like TV, but they don't like commercials. We speed through them.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like radio. Radios, they're switching between all the stations because they don't want to hear commercials. People hate pop-ups. No, they're clicking the X. So how can we get people's faces without them clicking the close button? And so I said, you know what? I'm going to get off my bike, unhitch my trailer, and start walking across the street. I actually started getting calls with this within about 2 to 3 weeks. I started getting a lot of calls, not about Maximum Boot Camp, which is what I was promoting, but I was getting calls from people asking me, how do I advertise on your trailer? And I said, man, did I just not create a second business?
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
I was blown. I mean, everybody's calling. They're not calling about Maximum. They want to know how they could be on the trailer.
Right. How can I get my? He's like, no. Well, wait. I was advertising Maximum. You want to get there? Like, no. Give me the ad.
And so while I'm out there pushing the trailer around, people are literally breaking their necks trying to see what's on my trailer. I mean, I'm at the stoplight, standing in the middle of the street with my trailer, where you know when you pull up to the light, there's that red light, you got to stop. So I walk in front of all those cars, and I turn the sign around, and I stay out there as long as I can be seen for before that light turns green, and then I get across the street. And I keep doing that at every major intersection for a little bit of time. I mean, people are rolling down their windows. They're sticking their necks out. I have one guy say, hey, do you have any paper on that? How can I be on the sign? And I just thought it was amazing. So now – the name Biker Boy Ads actually comes from a different experience. When I was at Oakwood College, it was a Seventh-day Adventist school in Huntsville, Alabama. When I was there, I used to bike around all the time. And people were always saying, man, you look like you're training for something. Everybody thought I was training for something because I was looking really good on that bike. I was looking good on that bike. And a couple of women were always saying, hey, biker boy. So while I am thinking, like, what am I going to name this company? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to call it Biker Boy Ads. That's how Biker Boy Ads came up.
Well, we have to give kudos to all those women that were giving you a shout out. Biker Boy, hello there. Wonderful. You know, it's very interesting how businesses evolve and how ideas come to fruition. Guys, we're hanging out with Mr. James Lamar Jr., who is president, founder, and CEO of his enterprise. You know, he does have Maximum Boot Camp, which is his fitness business, his health and wellness. And then he also has an advertising business, pretty much a mobile billboard advertising business called Biker Boy Ads. And you can find some of the information that we're talking about on bikerboyads.com. Of course, you can also find more about him and all that he's doing. And the website for – now, you know, what happens is people might go Google for Maximum Boot Camp, but what is the best website that you want individuals to go to when they're looking about your fitness, your health, and wellness?
Oh, it would be Biker Boy Ads.
Okay, so then you head on over to Biker.
Right. Only because, do we have more time?
Yes.
Biker Boy Ads was implemented at a time that Maximum was really struggling. We were struggling with getting people in here. And over the last 3 to 4 weeks, we've actually signed 5 people from me having my sign out there just from biking around. And this is one bike. All we have is one bike so far. We got 5 new people. The thing is, it's kind of like having stage 4 cancer. And you try to do something, you're trying to save that person. Sometimes it doesn't always happen because it's too late in the game. With Maximum, it was too late in the game. So actually, within the next 2 weeks, Maximum will be closing. And what we're going to be doing is only doing Biker Boy Ads. So the reason why I'm saying
evolution
is because in the next 2 weeks, we won't be open, but we possibly will be doing boot camps at a park. So if you want information about that, that's a different situation. We'll be doing some outdoor stuff. But the main focus now is going to be getting Biker Boy Ads off the road.
Well, you know, I love that because one of the conversations that we often have when we're here on the show and also on 106 Live Radio, we're always talking about the evolution and the advancement of business. So let's talk about that. You know, you have, as the owner, and, you know, you have this passion. You know, you went to school for sports management. This is probably where you've been in the health and wellness industry for a very long time. So tell us a little bit about that transition. When you had to, what did you go through mentally, emotionally, when you had to make the decision to, okay, we're not going to let Maximum Boot Camp, the building, be our main business anymore. We're driving the attention to Biker Boy Ads. Was it a hard decision? Was it emotional? Was it like, well, this is what I really enjoy doing? What was the transition like for you and your thought process for doing that?
Oh, man. I don't think that people really know that making a decision to close down something that you prize, something you had put blood, sweat, and tears into. I've literally sacrificed not having things to keep this building open. Believe me, it's a hard decision in your life to close down something that you believe is your calling. And I'm not just talking about opening up businesses because you want to have money. No, when I was 18, I drew out my facility. I knew what I wanted my facility to kind of look like. When I did my master's program, I actually did a drawn-to-scale facility. So, I mean, I lost sleep over this. And I knew 6-7 months ago that it might not work, but I said, you know what, I'm going to keep pushing. I did not want to give this place up. I didn't. Because this is my love. I've helped so many clients lose weight. I mean, I did my last class yesterday, and I was almost in tears.
Yeah, because you knew that was your last class.
Not cry about this situation because it really hurt. I mean, putting everything into something and feeling like, how could something fail when you put 110% into something? How does that happen?
Exactly. Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. And it wasn't making sense to me. And there were times that I was even challenging, like God, I'm a good person. How can you allow this to happen to me? And then what you're going to have, and a lot of business owners have, these are haters. You're going to have haters that want you to fail. And the last thing I want to do, I said, God, are you really going to allow my enemies to laugh at me? Really going to let it happen? And so I had this struggle, this internal struggle with God. And at the same time, I'm mentally, physically, and spiritually just so tired.
Yeah.
And so it was a struggle. It's still a struggle. I do not want to close my building. But everything, you have to realize that everything just happens for a reason. And I'm kind of still in fitness in that I'm biking. I'm not doing fitness for other people, but I'm doing it for myself, my own sanity and health and this, that, and the other. And I'm trying to look at it as something positive, because if I didn't go through the 4.5-5 years of having Maximum, I wouldn't have ended up with Biker Boys. Biker Boys came out of some kind of like desperation and need for something that I wouldn't have known that there was a need for if I didn't have Maximum Boot Camp. So everything, it does happen for a reason. And you got to believe that God is just taking you down another road, and that Maximum wasn't where he wanted me to end up right now. And he wants me to end up in something else that he knows I'll enjoy just as much. And I can still be successful in and actually help people. But,
you know, that's powerful.
The road to success the road to success is filled with a bunch of hard turmoil, pain, sadness, everything. And it's a lonely road. It'll work out.
Guys, we're hanging out with Mr. James Lamar Jr., CEO, founder of Biker Boy Ads. You can find him on bikerboyads.com to see what is happening there. And he's really made a name for himself, and, you know, not because he was going after it for fame and fortune, but he was going after it for one, his passion was the fitness and health and wellness, and then out of frustration, because he was thinking, how do I market this thing better and not exhaust so much money elsewhere? That's where the concept of Biker Boy Ads evolved. And out of his frustration, he launched this concept that actually is something that people want. And you're right. You know, walking away from something that you think is your calling is one of the most difficult things. But I believe also, as you said so eloquently, entrepreneurs have to understand sometimes certain things are stepping stones that lead you to the next place. You know, it's one of those things where you're like, okay, you know what, that was just a door. And I've shared before, we talked about on the show before, dominant gifts and minor gifts. And it is in it's the minor gifts that we tap into. That's the part that catapults us and puts us in position to take quantum leaps. So it's very interesting that you were able to capture that. And I'm so I'm just really excited for you with some of the great things that you're doing. So right now, so tell us real quick, what's next for Biker Boy Ads? What's next?
Well, what's next for Biker Boy Ads? Well, for one, we're going to work up on just finishing up with Maximum. I'm going to take a little month break just to get back into the game later on, feeling fresh again.
Yeah.
And Biker Boys, we're going to be, I'm going to be building, I'm actually going to be getting a, somebody's investing in Biker Boys. That's how good it is, yes. I'm getting an investment on that. So I'm going to be building more trailers, and I'm going to hire two or three people to actually bike around with me. So that's basically the next step. We're going to be building trailers, and we're going to start off small and then go from there. And then hopefully within the next 2 or 3 years, it's something that, you know, a lot of people are actually seeing and being involved with, and it's actually something that's actually working for businesses that are, you know, are struggling with getting new clientele and direct sales.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I got to tell you, I am so, so excited for you. I really am. I just think that you have tapped in. You're welcome. You're welcome. You have tapped into that minor gift where you are just taking your passion for everything that you've had. And, you know, one of the things that you never know, you have just created an environment for other entrepreneurs to thrive. You've answered the question that many entrepreneurs have had, those business owners that were struggling with one concept and they're fighting to hold on to something. And you're right, you poured 110% into it, and you're like, how can this fail? And I'm putting 110% into it. How can I do what I'm doing, still love what I'm doing, and not lose the shirt off my back? And I'm just really excited for you. So bikerboyads.com, that is bikerboyads.com. That's what you're going to log on to so you can learn more about what he has going on. And right now they are located in the New York City region. But, you know, 2 or 3 years, you need to be careful. This man is not playing. He's moving. He's shaking. He might be in your city soon, so watch out. Watch out now. He's not playing with it. Well, James, I am so honored that you were able to join us today on Coaching for Success. I look forward to continuing to be a witness to all the explosion that's going to happen with Biker Boy Ads. And once again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Natasha. It was great talking to you guys.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right, guys, that is Mr. James Lamar Jr., president, founder, and CEO of Biker Boy Ads. Log on to bikerboyads.com so that you can find out what's happening. You just heard that he has a couple of investors jumping on board. So if you are an investor and you're interested in, you know, getting a piece of this pie, go ahead and contact him. Log on to the website. You'll be able to find him. All right, it's your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, here on Coaching for Success, reminding you to be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful. I will catch you at the next live show of Coaching for Success right here.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?